Good day, everyone. Welcome to our daily manna. Let's bow down our heads and let's pray. Our most gracious God, we thank you, Father God, for this day, O Lord, as we listen to your word, O Lord, and may your Holy Spirit touch our hearts and mind, O God, to continue to listen to your word, O God. In Christ's name we pray, amen and amen. If you have your Bible, please open with me in Colossians chapter 3, verses 15 to 17. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ richly dwell within you, with all wisdom, teaching, and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your heart to God. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. May God bless us upon reading through his word. Paul wants the Colossians to pursue the deeper understanding, the truth based on faith, and they can live the reality of the resurrection power of Jesus flowing to them. As we go in verses 1, Paul tells the believers to keep seeking the things above where Christ is. This idea seems to be that if we keep looking for it, we will get it. He is telling that the believers, he orient the perspective on earth by the things above, like in tune our heart and spend our time thinking above. The root of our view of the reality on earth and the reality of heaven is different. But seeing reality is a mindset of our perspective that must be chosen. It is must all a mindset that the old nature, the flesh, does not like, will fight against. Hence, that need to make a choice to see ourselves in a manner that is true, a manner that does not place faith in self, has the flesh desire, but rather faith in God. Paul says, when Christ, who are life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Glory when Christ revealed in essence the next life, he will also reveal our essence, which will be like his, which will be like his if we live as he lived. The glory of Jesus gained from his life on earth was manifold, but included being approved and rewarded by his Father for faithful service. The truth is our lives were no less hidden when we're living according to the word, to the world. We still had faith. It is just that we had faith in something that is not firm foundation. Perhaps we had faith in ourselves and allowed ourselves the illusion that we control circumstances or the choices of others. Being raised with Christ frees us give us a divine power to choose the reality and escape in illusion. It allows us to acknowledge our need to trust in something higher than ourselves. It gives us this great power, but we must choose to walk in that power. Paul offers a motivation to the believers for such a choice, that we might also be revealed with him in glory. Paul reminds the Colossians that to those who have been chosen of God, he's writing to this letter to establish the believers. He is not trying to convert unbelievers. He is trying to remind the believers struggling with sin and the false ways of the world, has all the believers who they are in Christ and what their faith should look like when they live out. He is exhorting to use their capacity to make choices in a manner that reflected their true self and that lead to their true self interests. The Colossians, that they are holy and beloved. This is in spite of their sinfulness. All their sins are already nailed to the cross. Therefore, Jesus paid the price for every sin. The word holy means pure or blameless. The Colossians are holy and blameless in God's sight because of what Jesus did for them on the cross. In order that the Colossians believers might live in a manner that leads them to experience the great gift they have been given, Paul tells them how to put on new clothes by making a deliberate choice to take actions in obedience to God's way. Each believer will gain an experience of life, harmony, peace, and fulfillment. They will live according to the design God intended, thereby gaining the maximum benefit from their experience on earth. The Colossians believers need to put on a heart of compassion, taking up all the behaviors. It is all enough to stand their naked stripped of evil behavior. It must be replaced with good behavior that is in alignment with Christ and having compassion for others in a manner of action. Paul desires to the believers to choose a perspective that following God's ways leading to life and benefit for themselves. He wants them to choose a perspective that believers that following the ways of the self, the word of self-destructive and leads to addiction of and misery. Not just to allow Christ to dwell within us one of many, but to allow Him to do so in abundance, richly. Don't try to overcrowd the house with a bunch of different tenants. Allow Him to dwell richly. This is the path to life and peace. It is the path of our greatest self-interest. To do something in the name of the something or someone is to behave in alignment their essence. If someone acts in their own name, they acting in the way that is in alignment with what they think or want. To the name of the progress is take on the very nature of pushing forward. To act in the name of Jesus is to act in a manner of living with the priorities assigned by Jesus, which is in serving one another in love. He tells the believers that act in alignment with the name of the Lord Jesus. Since all things belong to the Lord Jesus, it only makes sense that what is the best interest of any person is to act in accordance with the Creator, Master, and of the reality, to do all things consistent with the name of the Lord, with the reality of the existence in God created. In doing so, we will be doing that for which we were created, and therefore seeking our greatest possible fulfillment. And Paul commanding the believers to put a heart of compassion. He mentioned the word love. Beyond all this, put on love. Love is the secret, the way to the perfect bond of unity. Paul encouraged the believers of Colossians to let Christ rule their heart as they called one body and thankful the word of Christ richly dwell to them with all wisdom and teaching and admonishing one another and singing praises and thankfulness hearts to God. Whatever they do in the word and deed, they do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters in the Lord, whatever we do, do it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord bless us.